This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
As per request, we've been asked to speak about a topic relevant, extremely relevant, and quite difficult. Modern day times. And that is what we find kids at risk. Unfortunately, it's already been given a name. Amol, it was a problem. Today, it's that big of a problem that it already has a hamechun Hashem, kids at risk. A lot of times people, when they hear kids at risk, they think it's not negate to them at all. Maybe in their immediate family, they don't see it yet or hear of it. But the truth is, it exists more often and more common than we'd like to admit. And if we try to analyze the underlying reason for the problem, we'll see that it's negate to everybody. And it's possibly a good advice to heed the warning signs. And even before that, to take the lessons that are needed to combat this problem. That we shouldn't have to come on, chas v'shalom, to issues and problems of tzar gidol banim, tzar gidol banais. And the truth is, people don't realize that kids at risk turn into teens at risk. Teens at risk, they're all over in the shul as grown-ups. Don't think they have that there's a change. So they're grown-ups at risk. Maybe they hide it better. Maybe socially they figured out how to cover it. But if the underlying problem and its roots are by many of the grown-ups as well, if you're honest to admit it. You're honest to admit it. So let's discuss. Of course, it would take much more than one shiur and more than the half hour, 40 minutes allotted to the shiur to combat and to discuss this major issue. And I'm sure you've read a lot about it. I'd like to bring up one point, and that is the importance of self-esteem. How important it is, what it is, and what it's not, and what we think it is, and mistakenly, because of that, we push away the proper self-esteem that's necessary. And as we'll continue with this year, we'll bring out that possibly self-esteem and the lack of it is at the root cause of a lot of this trouble that we have today. I want to begin with the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai. The Mishnah says, "Al tir rasha b'fnei atzmecha." It's a Mishnah in Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel at the end. You shouldn't be a rasha in your own eyes, b'fnei atzmecha. What does it mean? So the Rav brings three pshatim. The first pshat, a little bit difficult to fit back into the words. He says, "Al ta'ase davar shayoyim lamacha tarshias atzmecha." Person has to look and see that if he does this, it's going to lead him down a slippery road where he'll be a rasha. You start with a small thing and you say, "No, was is azeh geferlach?" Small things lead to big things, and sometimes you can't stop it. You're on the wrong track. And that's what the Mishnah, according to the Rav, in the first pshat, "Al ta'ase davar shehayim ulamacha tashias atzmecha bay." Don't do something that today or tomorrow will bring you which and eventually you'll go bad from it. And then the Rav brings the third pshat, and I skip the second pshat, which he brings from the Rambam, because I want to focus on that pshat. Ani shamati, third pshat. Ani shamati, I heard, al tira rasha b'dav azeh, shetifreish min atzibur, vitamei b'fnei atzmecha. Yepayrish min atzibur, and you are alone. You're a loner. And again, what is it? How does it fit back into the Mishnah? Maybe it's b'fnei atzmecha. The Rasha means that he's not with the Tzibur, he's b'fnei atzmecha, he's alone. I'd like to focus on the middle pshat of the Rav. He brings the Rambam. Yeah, I'm asking 100%, but I don't need a Mishnah for that. And I don't have to be a deacon in a Mishnah. You're right. And if I wanted to say a pshat and learn up the whole Mishnah with all the Mefarshim, I'd probably say you're a pshat and handle it. But I'm trying to get to the middle pshat, because the middle pshat is negel in yaneinu. What's negel in yaneinu? Okay, I'm asking to you pshat. That a person who is Pairish min atzibur, the Rambam says, it's one of the klalim that you're a kaifa beker, and ma'ini mimenu is the chavdal v'varm, which are ma'ini mimenu tshuva. You can't even do tshuva.
The God is zochta,
Masking. 100%. Okay, now let's get back to the Rambam. Zok the Rambam. Ba Rambam pirish al tirash be'einecha kiloimar leitachzik atzmecha kerasha. Shouldn't look at yourself in such a way. But you're a Rasha. Don't look down at yourself. Why? Shemitech kacha to yoytze letarvis ra'a legamri. So for the Rambam. When people start having a view of themselves, a low view which is not that they're chashiv or that they're tzaddik, starts looking at himself that he's a Rasha, eventually, l'soif, Rasha Rambam. From this, so here we have the Rambam telling us clearly one of the underlying reasons that people go off is how they view themselves. I saw a Meir de Gezach in the Maram al Shaka. The Maram al Shaka says, let's look at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al tas tfilas chokeva. Ela rachamim, betachnunim, of the amok in Baruch, Shenemar, Kichanum, Verachum, who erech hapaim, Verchesav, Nichmal Aro, Davdavinin, mit Kavon, and it's time ich kum in Shul. That's the way the Rav explains. Keva, he goes to Shul because he has to, like everybody else. Everyone has to go to Yeshiva, right? I have to go to Yeshiva. I have to go to Davin. That's Keva. You can't do it that way. You have to tachnunim. You have to want to come to Davin. So how is this the haschala of the next part of the Mishnah? Why is this the hagdama? What is the kesha? What is the connection between these two things? That if a person doesn't realize and understand that he is not a rasha, that he's a tzaddik, und a guter mensch, und as the Rebbeinu Shel will deine tefillos, then he'll make tefillos a keva. You force him to come, he'll come. There's a lot of ways how a person could be forced. A person could be forced because his mother and father tell him to do it. A person could be forced because his Rebbe forces him to come. Or socially, when you get older and you don't have the mother and the father and the Rebbe, mainished that older people don't have this thing called social pressure in his chayvus.
Stigma.
Huh? I see everyone has a different word for the same problem. Obviously, it's a common problem. Yeah, they ain't a leg tzaha. Based on the flexogen in Litte, they'll nice such an abod. Tavos, yeah, they in the lake tzaha. You know, everybody lake tzaha, psanacha, they'll nice such an abod. So, same thing here, too. I see everybody has their word to explain the problem, but the Maram al Shak is saying that it's not only in Tarvisra, but it's in Tefillah. It goes into the root of Tefillah. Basically, many of unfortunately, we find that Bachrim, people don't have a geschmack in davening. They don't. They don't have a... Yeah, you're right. Life trains you, and you get older, and the yoinis and all the difficulties, they teach you how to daven. But in the youth, you don't hear it, mekum, megev. It's very possible the underlying reason is because you're not machshiv. The person, the bacher, the child, is not taught to be machshiv. Dain tefillah, you know what your tefillah could do? The vase was dain tefillah can uftan. The vase was made to daven to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. He doesn't look at his tefillah as something that's going to change or do something. Who am I? What am I? And that's what the Maram Shak is saying, Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us, in order to, it shouldn't be Tfilascha Keva Ela Rachamim V'tachnunim. So here we have a Rambam that says that if a person has low self-esteem, thinks of himself as a Rasha, L'Seif Yaitzel L'Tar V'Sra. Maram Al-Shak is telling us that it takes root in the way we daven. Because a mensch tracht, person has to know the erech of who he is and what he does. Now I want to tell you something interesting. Shaul HaMelech was great, and at the same time he felt terribly that they took away the melucha from him. This is, says in the pasuk, Kara Hashem Malchuscha Mipcha, the Rebbeinu Shem ripped away the malchus from you. So we read the story in Tanakh that he left over Agag, he left over the behemoth in the Melcham of Amalek. Shmuel actually gives him a very strong Musa Shmuz when he tells him that he's taking away the Malchus. And that is, Im Katoin Ata B'Einecha Rashe Alfe Yisraelata. Im Katoin Ata B'Einecha. What does that mean? He was small in his own eyes. He didn't understand. He didn't fully grasp. Who was he? If you're small, you have to know. You're the head of Klal Yisrael. The Radak learns that this is only by a melech. It was a din in the Malchus that Shaul HaMelech had to know his value. Otherwise, he can't be a melech. Er versteht nicht, wer ist, kein melech kennst nicht sein. You can't be a melech. A melech has to know who he is. And he has to lead with security of his position, of his godliness, of who he is. I saw Rav Shach, one of the shmuzim, gave a shmuz that it refers to all Rashi Alfa Yisrael, which means all B'nai Torah. Anyone who stands out as a ben Teira has this dictum that he can't be katnat de beinecho. You can't look at yourself and view yourself. No, wer bin ich, was bin ich? You have to have pride. You have to realize who you are. And you have to be proud of who you are. Azay flicker of Shach Shrayin, look at all his shmuzin, ben Teira. Understand what it means to be a venteira. L'gyeinei shel melech. I look further and I find the Rashiva Rabbarin says that actually this refers not only to a venteira but to every yid. Every yid must view himself with the proper harocha, who he is, vas er is. Nobody's a nothing. There's no such thing. Look at yourself and realize how great you are. Shiva Rebbein on the pasuk in Hosea, Lo yaseh harayin api, Lo yashuv l'shachei sefrayim. The context is the Klal Yisrael is doing averis. Aber the Rebbein Yishleim zakt Hosea nevua, Lo yaseh harayin api, I will not see through my anger. I won't destroy. Why? Because I am a gut. I've been gut. Is it not within you? Bekirbecha kadosh, helikite. The Gemara in Tainus explains, Amar Rabbi Lezer la'ilam yimid adam atzmai ki'ilu kadosh shari b'seich me'yav, that a person must always view himself. Yimid adam, a person must measure himself. In English we would call it evaluate. Heint, it's a key word. It means an evaluation. Ever see a teacher, first thing they tell you, needs an evaluation. So tell him, good. I'm asking. The Gemara tells me how to evaluate a Yiddish kind. How do you evaluate a Yiddish kind? And the answer is, La'ilam yimaid adam atzmai ki'ilu kadai shavi b'seich me'yav. Shenemar, this pasuk, b'kir b'cha kadosh v'layavoy b'ir. Harei da'akdusha b'kir b'ay, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in him. So right away you have to view yourself. Rav Aaron continues in that Shmuyis and he says, Tzarech l'hakir gam ken ki ha'kadosh ha'shar b'sibir ki hu ikra'i v'hu nitzchiyusim v'nishmasai. That's what the person's essence and his neshama is, it's kadosh. It's keil anoichi bekirbei. The adarab, ha'inyanim atluyim b'nafshei ha'chinis ha'gufnis ha'imrak l'shamish l'ruchi. The external is only an external. The einam atzmusai. It's not who he is. V'chalkam ha'shiyakiv yovin is darkosai. And as much as he recognizes his level of who he is, b'bchinas banim atem Hashem, b'chiyam kodesh, yakir satzmusi be'emes, v'ischaimim lamalach. So every person has to understand where ich bin. So Rabbi say we have over here a big insight. Not only by Shaul HaMelech, but everyone must understand im katan atam be'enecha, you're small, you have a small cook of zich. It's not right. Rashi Alfe, you know who you are. Oder bist ben tere, or even if you're from a yid, elch yid, was redst du? Meredik. Huh? How do you look? Loilam yimoid. Evaluate yourself. Let me tell you over. Meredik iksav seifer. The iksav seifer. In Pashit Sav. So is tere as oila. Whoever's Isaac b'tayras eilki likiv oila. He brings a kash. Oh. Pasuk says, Lev. Oh. Lev nishbar v'nitke likim loy sivza. What's the beginning of that pasuk that everybody knows? Zivche likim ruach nishbar. A broken heart is a zevach likim. It's a carbon. Lev nishbar v'nitke likim loy sivza frekter. It's the chastir in the psukim. On one hand, you're telling me that's ke'ilu hikriv kol ha'korbanis. Like the Gemara says, whoever is broken, it's as if he was makriv all the korbanis. And then you finish off, alikim le'sivza, ke'ilu ha'pisa. The Rebbe Yishlam doesn't overlook it. Let me over. Fakert l'chatchila. How do you read the pasuk? Ziv chelikim ruach nishbara. And the Gemara that Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amid Bey says, G'daylam l'muchir ruach l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, G'ilu hikruv kol ha'korbanis. So that's the ultimate. And then it says, Lev nishba v'nitka, l'al kel m'sivza. No. Rabbi Yishlam won't overlook it. So he says a very sharp avot. He says, sometimes a person's an anav, it's gevaldik. But then when it comes to ruchnis, the gezach, he doesn't want to get involved because he's an anav. Nachan ha'machav, was. I'm a humble person. It's all very good. Zayin ananav is gevaldik. But don't leave them. Let people and things go by the wayside if it's the design of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Lei, nishba v'nitkes, good. But lekim, Zezak b'ksav saif, elikim loisivs. Yedachzach ha-beisai, efshe kemezogar, pashta taichin v'posik. A person, yes, needs to be humble, and it's tremendous to be broken. But there's still elikim loisivs. You always have to remember that you're still a tzelem elikim. You're still a chelik elikim imal. There's still a likim bekirbei. He's shaking his head. I made the gevurt rabbeisai. Thank you for that skomis. I made the gevurt. By the way, that was part of the shmuz. I'll tell you how it's part of the shmuz. My uncle once told me. My brother was here. My uncle Reb Chaim Valkin was here from Eretz Yisrael, and he said a shmuz in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and we went to a Mokil Kotler's home before the shmuz. So he tells a Mokil a Maisa. What's the Maisa? That after Rav Shach said his famous drasha in Yani HaUmua, Mamish, it was a drasha that the whole world carried in Saketumult Amamish HaRash. The next day, my uncle Reb Chaim Shlita was by Rav Shach. And he tells Rav Shach, Shiva, Meiridik drasha nechten, Meiridik. So he turns to Rav Shach to him, Takase, Goylum Tanogahat, Goylum Takanogahat. So I, well, Akil, together with my uncle, finished off the story. Everyone needs a pat on the back. Everyone needs a haskame, a good vot, yeah, a yashakeyach. You know, for years I've always thought to myself, famous question, the Kohen, he gives a bracha levarach esami Yisrael bi'ahava. But Sivanu, he's commanded. Yet when he finishes, git benam ayashakeach. Unal afregin the kasha, was yashakeachste? Is kumta yashakeach anton tfilin? If a person, imagine a guy walks over to another, I'm gonna turn tfilin, yashakeach, yashakeach, dainte. What's up? It's a mitzvah, you have to do it. So the truth is, we give a yashakeach be birchas hateva. Right? When a guy gets an aliyah, git benam ayashakeach, yeah? So that doesn't bother me that much. Why? Because Vibal, it's a bracha that he's being mighty, the tzibur. And the truth is, you could have gotten the aliyah, right? So he did it for you. No! So Mimelev and Metut Yenims, you're doing his mitzvah, and you thank the guy for doing and helping you in the mitzvah. But here it's his mitzvah, the Koyin, Sizain mitzvah. So the famous teretz is the bi'ahav. That they're giving him a yashakayach for legging to a special ahava, which is part and parcel, a requirement. And he needs to shtel to ahava, so you give me yashakayach for the ahava. I don't really like Nasi, maybe next year or two, you're going to start giving the shiur yourself. And it's also part of the shmuyas. Building up your confidence, Achayisai. You have a tutsach up to a meirdikane. Chayra v'tzivanu levarches am Yisrael, unless you put a slash, be'ahavach. Maybe the tzivanu stops before the word be'ahavach. So I never really liked this teretz. God black, I hear it. Everybody says it. Okay. You know what the real teretz is, Achayisai. Afilu asya mitzvah. And afilu, I want you to know, the Kohen wants to do it more than you could imagine that you want to get it. I always tell people, I'm not jealous of much in life. But the one thing I'm jealous of, when Kohanim get up to Duchen, that I'm not a Kohen. Not a Kohen. I wish I was a Kohen. I wish I had the schus. Every time a Kohen Duchens, and I once told my Rebbe, Rav Palma was a Kohen. I said, Rebbe, I'm jealous. He said, jealous? I said, yeah. I said, what are you jealous about? I said, I'm jealous of you, Rebbe. He said, what are you jealous about? I said, when the Rebbe gets up to say, Levarach Sami Yisrael B'Ahava, I'm jealous that I don't have that opportunity. So he told me, I'm Meiridik Avot. He says, could be. You don't have the Vitzivanu Levarech Hesam Yisrael Be'ahav in the shul, but Kestach Benchen Yidin, and Kestach Weissen Ahavetze Yidin, He says there's other ways how you could be mashlim this kinna that you have. Do I like the teretz? It's good enough for me, because my Rebbe said it to me. But either way, Rabbi Isai, you hear? What do you see? That the kohen wants to do it, and he needs to do it, and it's his chiyuv. Yet, a lot of times we think that people who have to do for us don't deserve a thank you for doing it. It's his job, and Musa's ton. So we answered that. We said that could be the Vitzivan is also the Ahava. So then what's the teretz? The Velt says Vitzivanu on the Brach and Be'ahava he likes Suba. I don't know if that's true. I mean, we say the Brach, Vitzivanu Varsu, Be'ahava. It's the Nusach HaBrach is Netazoi. It's Mash with the Vitzivanu is Be'ahava. And the Teretz is Afila as Erdaf doesn't mean that you have to not be Maketev. Amol HaMensh Trach, my mama daf be Machin Sapa. She has to. I mean, that's it. Yiddish fleck mezogen an nustach. I know my Zaydi used to use it all the time. Bist a mame mamke. That's what a mame does. Bist a mame mamke. Okay, so that's what a mother does. Yeah, that's what she has to think. But you have to think, give a cook what the mame took from me, even though it's her responsibility. Okay. And the other teretz is, afilu amensh vasat tzivui. And even a person who wants to give the bracha be'ahava needs a yashikayach. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was told yashikayach sheshibarta. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was given yashikayach, yashikayach sheshibarta. Good getan, richtig getan. Positive reinforcement. Now Rabbi Isai, this is what I think is the pshat elikim leisivze. You know, there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that a person needs to view himself kilu is chatzi chayiv and chatzi zakai, or the other way, chatzi zakai, chatzi chayiv. Also mitzvah achas hichriya huvus kalaylam itay. What is that Rambam? Rambam is saying how a person should look at every act, how important it is. We don't have a proper perspective of even what a ma'aseh mitzvah is. Haracha, chshivus, ketana mitzvah. Do you know that the Mishnah says they would get up for the people who bring bikurim? Why? Als kovid. For oisi mitzvah. Why? I thought about it for a very long time. Vos vilminda. You know what the mitzvah of bikurim is? Beautiful. It's a beautiful mitzvah. Bring the Kurim, a dank the Rebbeinu Shleilum, darf man noch stehen für ihm, es kommt ihm a dank. Und der Teretz ist, Chshivis Loisi Mitzvah, a person has to recognize the Bar Mitzvah. And another Yid looks at him and goes, es mit Bar Mitzvah, steh auf für ihm, steh auf für ihm. You know, at every Chasana, I sit, and it's every Chasana the same story. Yeah, get up for the Chasana, not get up for the Chasana, yeah, get up for the Chasana, not get up for the Kala. Should you? There's no Makar, there is no Makar, it's Taka true. There's no Makar to get up for a Chasana when he does it. I found the closest is Yerushalmi that says we get up for a person who's Kaiver a mace, he's carrying the mace. There's a, no parallel, Rabbi. Sorry. The second thing that it says over there is when you bring a baby to the bris, you get up for the Kvater. It's Yerushalmi. That's from the Dorim. I saw it years ago. They licked the cup. Okay. One thing it doesn't say there is the chasn. State the chasn. Shat. So the emes is, Rabbi Yankiv did get up for the chasn. He got up when the chasn walked in. Rabbi Meisha Batavka didn't get up. This I heard from Rabelski. Rabelski told me that Rabbi Yankiv, yeah, Rabbi Meisha Nisht. Favas, he was chayshish that it was a reformed custom. The other teretz that the Velt says, nu yidalach chosn deinu lemuach, yeah. So you have a big problem. You should be standing for 7 straight days. According to this, on the way back, and every time he passes by you, you should get up. It's mashal epesa geit sum chupuk state menuf, yeah. So the other reason, which is grad not brought anywhere, it has to do with the bikurim that they get up for the bikurim. Like agav rabbeisai, there's a mefurish zayah that you're supposed to stand by a chuppah. Look at the clock, and that's the answer to your question. We'll answer you afterwards. Come. Yeah. Lemaisa, you're supposed to stand by a chuppah. Rabbi Savitz has a beautiful sefer, Yismachle. It's a classic sefer today. So he says that Yash Reb Chaim Kanievsky, how come we don't stand by chuppah in America? America machnun seats mit rose. So Reb Chaim said, could be the pshat is that they're far away from the chuppah. It's only those that are around the chuppah. But to stand by the chuppah is a zayah. To stand up for the chassan on the way to the chuppah is a photographer's zid. No, no, I'm just kidding. Akapanim, whatever it is, there's very shvach and mekairis for it. But the mekair, if anything, is that they go to do a mitzvah. What do you see from them here? Chashivas. Not weisen, but to show chashivas. Hey, you're taking your son to the chuppah. It's a mitzvah. Psh, stand up. I don't know if it's for the chassan or the chassan's parents. Whatever it is, it's to show respect. Yeah? To show chashivas. Okay. I want to tell you a story, Rabbi Yisai. A few weeks ago, I met someone that was doing a tremendous chesed with an organization for chaylim. He was angetan, did a tremendous chesed. Spent the whole day being mesameach, chayla, a ganze meisa. Pulled him over, I tell him, where do you learn this, that? Kids in Yiddish, avot, savot, one word to another, led to a discussion. Are you happy? Maybe because I was preparing the shmuz, I knew already I need to find some material. Are you happy? So the answer, of course, is not really. I said, and how many people, friends of yours, are in this? He says, you'll be surprised. Almost all of them. I said, what are you not happy? So he starts telling me that he's in yeshiva, and then the yeshiva shreit tefem, and a kvichit tefem, and he misses a shachris, he misses a meda, da, da, da. He comes, he goes, mevarte funen yeshiva, tzatzveiti yeshiva. He doesn't feel anything upset. He feels very unhappy. So I tell him, wait a second. Can I tell you a story? I said, I was sitting here watching you for the last 2 hours. And I was mekana you. Akina, which is unbelievable. I was sitting here being mekana you. Here I sit and learn all day. Where do I get the opportunity to do what you're doing? He goes, what? I go, yeah. Do you understand what you're doing? Do you understand the mitzvah? Do you understand ve'al du bis that you gave up a day to do this? And you chop. And he was like catching his And we had a whole discussion that he has to appreciate his ma'ilas and who he is and the mitzvahs he does and the davening that he does. Don't let anyone put you down. You're right. Guidance is guidance, but don't let anyone put you down. I wasn't sure if it hit the target where we're supposed to go. I wasn't sure. It was a bachi. He didn't express much. He got, after the conversation, he left. And I thought, maybe I shouldn't have went there. It wasn't my business. When we left the place, he was waiting outside. So as I passed, I said goodbye to him. He says, no, I was waiting for you. He gave me a hug. He says, thank you very much. I had who to talk to finally. Someone listened to what I had to say. Maisa Shahoya, it happened exactly 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago Sunday. Maisa Shahoya. Yeah? Give me a hug. Someone listened to what's going on inside me. Someone gave me to feel that I know what I'm talking about. My hergation. Yabaisai. A yid has a ilomis of chesed and mitzvahs. It has to be recognized. You have to recognize what it is. And that's what the Rambam is saying. Osa mitzvah achas, ichriyas kol olam. If a person would know that he does one mitzvah, it changes the whole world. Could you imagine how people would follow through days through their day doing mitzvahs and learning a chablatkin, an omid, an hour of learning, whatever it is, it's mevedik. If a person has low self-esteem, just goes further and further away. If you build up the self-esteem, it gets better. I know my zeis tell me over that the koyach of the alta was in this nekuda, to build up the self-esteem of a bacha. He should realize his haracha, his chashivas, who he is, vaser is. My zeis tell us a story that over that there was once a prospective father-in-law that came to yeshiva to look for a chassan for his daughter. I guess the Shidduchim crisis hasn't changed. It's been around for quite a while in the yeshiva. So he came zuchim fa'afal. Yeah. So he asked the Alta for a bacha, for sein kind. The Alta had a custom that he would take a bacha and give him a name, lefi his keiches. Der bacha is a rashba. Rashba. See, he was telling the future perspective, take this guy, he's a rashba. The father wasn't that impressed. Rashba, not impressed? What happened? He said, okay, I'll give you somebody else. Looks around. Aritve, yes. No response. Atoises rid. He went through. So Alta said, what's wrong? He says, these are shayim are too expensive for me. I've shost a par chayim for me. Who's going to be able to pay for these shayim? What's the limud of the Maisa? You take a bacha. Ananda zok, erz the Rashba, was machs l'tzon is from the Rashba. Azei retman wegen a bacha in yeshiva that he's a Rashba, it's a joke. It's not a joke. To learn how to talk to a bacha, to learn how to talk to an atzveita, that he should realize, mi machshiv, his maila. The Chavis HaLevavis, Shara Kniya, Pedig Beis, Zot the Chavis HaLevavis, very important you say it, Shara Kniya, Pedig Beis, people think that if a person holds of himself and he has self-esteem, that's Gaiva. He's a haughty guy. The Chavis HaLevavis Shreit Chayva Kayom. It's not true. Before you can even work on anova, you have to first work on harachas atzmi, self-esteem. He says that a person, if he has anova without having self-esteem, it's because he has no self-esteem. He says it's a nar, it's a tipshus. He calls it a very sharp loshon. Hu dalus hanefesh means a mensch is he's a shvacha mensch. First, he says, "Up the chavis alavavis, dafim fashtein, you maila, avlakni yashetiachas achar roimim musanefesh v'isnaso miyistati v'mabehema is b'midosna megunois v'gavuso midam is b'midos pruse b'nei adam. Tu bist apachis, bist a chaben Yisrael, bist a chayid. Now that you understand that, that could lead to true anova." Anova, before reaching the first stage of understanding. Ver bistu is the number one key before anything. And then you could start saying, what is my chashivas? The brain is good, we could work on it a different time. You know, Rabbeisai, I want to tell you over an interesting nekuda. And with this we'll end. I believe strongly that if we reinforce by children, by teens, by our friends, they're positive and they have a and everyone walks around with the proper harocha and respect for himself, he'll respect others. And not only will he respect others, but that will give him a chashivas doing Torah, mitzvahs, davening, daven. If everything is nothing, because it begins by saying everyone is nothing, that's where the breakdown is. When everyone is nothing, and the person thinks, ich bin garnished. So if God, so whatever I do is garnished. Malchus, I learn, I don't learn. And I'd like to end with this nekuda, basically, to think about it. Till today, we suffer from the miraglim. What were the miraglim? What were they? And I thank you again for shaking your head, because it means a lot to me, the shmuz. This yisoid is very strong by me. I think it's v'mezak ha'chaim v'amavis toli b'zeh. Life and death about an individual is toli, if he has and he feels his own respect and self-worth. If not, nothing could come from anybody. It's impossible. Where did the miraglim go wrong? And I could tell you Torah from today till tomorrow, mit Rishayim, mit Rambams, I could do that. But there's something which is so apparent, and it's so obvious, and it comes, boil it, right from, it says clearly in the Psukim, ki mo'asu be'eretz avoysa, mo'asu. Their children, Shashabayib, I think it's Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Dachzach, I have the Pasuk in front of me, be'eretz Hashem, mo'asu. They were mo'is in Eretz Yisrael. Where were they mo'is in Eretz Yisrael? They came back and said bad things about it, right? On the other hand, we find that there was a psalashon hara, right? The first Rashi. Rashi says that Rishayim alalu rov leilak musar from Miriam, they should have taken the musar from Miriam. So all the mefarshim asked, but Miriam spoke against an Adam, spoke against a person. They spoke against Eitzim Avanim. It's part, Shayim, the Rabban, they all talk about this kasha. Spoke about the land. They didn't speak about a person. Is there a b'chal and is a lashon hara on the land? So here you see there's an is a lashon hara in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mepharshim want to say that it's the lashon hara on the Eibishter. Ki chazaku mimenu. They send mimenu from us, and meaning the Eibishter, the Gemara says. So really it was lashon hara on the Eibishter. And that's the Rishayim Arlalu Rov Leilakhu Musar. There's a lot of Torah about it. There's a lot of Torah about this. You know, Rabbi say, Lame Fataychen. What did Miriam do wrong? The Rambam discusses this question. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Sarah says, she didn't mean bid and she didn't say bid. Elo Hishvasoi Lishar Anavim. She considered him. No. He's no different than any other Navi. No. She undermined his true haracha, his true value, his true chashivus. Madua lo yireisem l'daber ba'avdi Moshe. It wasn't what she said. It was how do you undermine something so great, not machshiv the haracha of it. They came back and they saw an Eretz land which was so good. They undermined it. No. Everything was no. And then it became fataych l'ra. Rishayim arol rov leilakhu musar. What was the musar? How do you undermine something which is so great? And that's what the pasuk means, mo'asu. They were mamayis. They took something beautiful. And as a matter of fact, what did they say? Toi v'horetz. Nu, me'oid. Me'oid. What's the double usher, my boy? You know, when a kid comes home from school, he has 1 star, 2 star, 3 stars. Yeah, what? So this is a 2-star hotel. A 2-star Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, toi v'horetz. Me'oid. What's the me'oid? My time. You know how they say? A lot of times, something is good. Because it's good for us. Doesn't have to mean necessarily it's so good. It's because I bit up, it's a good talents. Medicines, I bit up, it's a good talents. Huh? And then you have the other way around. Things which are very delicious for us. It's just a good talents, right? It's not the best thing for us to have. But it's wonderful, it's delicious, right? Sometimes it's good ruchnis, but the gashmis is not good. But sometimes good gashmis, the ruchnis is nish good, right? That's where a person could come and say, but. Like it says, Agoyim al chasodim toivim, chasid sherebis flogin taishin, chasodim zendach toivim. Teretz is that chasodim, which, if to bite the bullet, is good for us. So we ask chasadim, toivim, that we should appreciate and enjoy those chasadim as well. Toiva aretz, me'oid, me'oid. You need to look and see, me'oid, me'oid. Everything about it is good. Last time it's good. It's good, good. Across the board it's good. Everything is good. All of it is good. It's all perfect. Because then when you start taking beautiful things and start undermining it, and this I end, Eizeh mechubed ha-mechabed es ha-briyos. What do you mean, Eizeh mechubed? What does that mean, Eizeh mechubed? That he himself is a mechubed, right? Habei se taich. What's Eizeh mechubed? No, Eizeh mechubed, you yourself. So the Tveris, the Medrash Shmuel explains that a person who be'etzim is a mechubed will be mechabed acherim. Fakir, it's a simen, because he understands and appreciates. If you're a person that doesn't appreciate, and therefore you're not a mechubed, you're not going to be mechabed other people. It's a weird gevart, Rabbi say. Eiz a mechubed. Who is a mechubed? A mechabed is a brius. He's mechabed others. And a person can't be marich because he in himself doesn't know what COVID is. I just want to end with this, Rabbi. I really, when I say I end this time, I'm really ending. Were the Meraglim Tzaddikim when they started? Yes. Is that what the Pasuk tells us? Kulam? No? Anashim. Why don't the Pasuk say Kulam Tzaddikim? I don't know. Kal Anashim Shibimimimim Chashuv. What? Anashim is what? Tzaddikim or Chashuvim? They were picked because they were Anashim, men of stature. They had Chashivus. Because their job was to come and see Hashimas. They were sent to see from a cook of Kulam Anoshim, Eretz Yisrael. Stature, the Hashimas of something. What is Adam? What is Anoshim? And they were sent for this, and they came back. Vaniu, Veinenu, Kechagavu. Like a little Marashka, Rabbis, I know. Mitgeschickt kulam anoshim, giants, men of stature, men of us were cooked at Yisrael, and they would bring out feelings and things about it to show choshev. Was mitzach gemacht bilik? They made themselves cheap. Vecheno yinu beinenu. A greise mensch macht sach klein. A greise mensch is not supposed to do that. A greise mensch muss zen. Years ago, an enkel of Reb Chaim Stein told me a maisa. I said to him, tell me a maisa that's not printed anywhere. So he said to me, I'll tell you a meyadik maisa. I once walked into my Zayda's office in Cleveland, and he was sitting. And we turned around and we noticed that the garbage pail was full of the papers that were cleaned up. Some, the Ozeret, the cleaning lady must have come and just threw everything in the garbage, you know, to clean the desk. One of the things was a pamphlet from a yeshiva. And the pamphlet had a picture of all the kids of the yeshiva. You know, these pamphlets, brochures that they put out. When Reb Chaim saw it in the garbage, he said, Vos, Yiddish Kinder, Kedusha, it's blind and shameless, Vivafim das Arais Bechlav, Vivafim das Arais, blind and shameless, blind us. That's how a person of stature, when he sees a picture of children, he doesn't see Kinder, he doesn't see us with water guns and bubble gums. As that does nicht. As that Zayin Kedoshim Kaddish Shari Bekirbay. It's malaynt in Geniza Rabbi Zayin. Ayid is Kaddish. A kind is a mensch is a person has to know his own erech. And when he understands that, he'll daven with kavana and learn with kavana.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.